If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi there, and welcome to the Eurogamer newscast. And this week, we're talking about superhero games and whether there might be just too many of them out there. Joining me to talk about this week, it's Eurogamer's news team. We're joined by Ed Nightingale.
Hello.
And Victoria Kennedy.
Hello.
And I'm Tom Phillips. So this week we saw the next Batman Arkham installment announced. It's the franchise that everybody puts up on a pedestal, just like Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy, as some of the very best adaptations of superheroes in the video games medium. And we got a brand new Batman Arkham video game announcement this week. I'll be excited.
However.
But.
But it's a VR game.
It's a VR game.
Yeah.
And also exclusive to the Meta Quest. So it's not even like it's coming out on PSVR or other things. Like it's a Meta exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It probably won't ever come out on PlayStation VR.
And it's not Rocksteady.
Yeah. Because it's made by one of the Meta studios.
Camouflage.
So I thought it was an interesting announcement because they definitely led with the fact that it's Batman Arkham, and the announcement said Batman Arkham new game, and it's still a very cherished series, and it comes after a number of high profile superhero flops. Let's call them what they are. Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad, made by Rocksteady, who created Batman Arkham. You can see why they're making a new Batman Arkham game. Mm. And you can see why they've revived the series name.
You can, but I also feel that Rocksteady's sort of trilogy was good and done, so I get why they're kind of bringing it back as in a Batman Arkham game, but I don't feel they need to, even though maybe it's what people want. That's just my personal thoughts anyway. I like that the three that we had from them. I know there was Warner Bros. Montreal's Origins as well.
Oranges,
Tom. But I just don't feel the need for another Batman Arkham game, having had those experiences already.
I don't think they did either. I mean, that's why they've gone for Suicide Squad, because it's something different, but it's still in the Arkham universe. So I guess maybe they didn't want to do another Batman either. But obviously Suicide Squad has then not really delivered, I guess financially at least, in terms of numbers. And clearly that's therefore not what the people want either.
Yeah.
I guess what the people want is Batman. But from a developer point of view, is that then really boring being stuck in that world?
True, yeah, I suppose you don't want to get too shoehorned into what you have this one thing as. So, I mean, we spoke about this relatively recently with Larry and moving away from the Baldur's Gate thing. So, yeah, I can see why Rocksteady wanted to do something different, but still within their sort of Arkham universe. I still don't know why they made Suicide Squad, because it was what it was, let's face it. It was quite disappointing. And when I was playing it, I didn't dislike that game, but I was just not feeling it, and I did wonder why this studio was doing this kind of game.
What made you not feel it? Was it the characters? Was it the need to play multiplayer?
I actually quite like the characters. Like, I really like the banter from the Suicide Squad kind of core four. I thought that there was a lot of funny moments, and I did. I feel a bit bad now. I can't pull a specific quote from my mind, but there was genuine like laughter when I was playing. But then there was so often where the game just felt, I don't know, I got bored, to be honest. Like, the character dynamics were there, but in the actual gameplay, I was like, well, here we go again.
Woo. It's just very repetitive.
Yeah. But it could have been, I don't know, could that have been better than if it was a different style of game and had followed a more, I don't know, I don't know, a different sort of service to the gamer, possibly? Because again, I think that Harley Quinn is a fun character to play as. You know, I know that this comes off the back of Spider-Man when we were zipping around with our webs and things, but like, I did enjoy flying around Gotham with Harley Quinn's grapple gun.
I guess it's kind of a balance. Like, you don't want a studio to be shoehorned into something that they just keep doing the same thing time and time again, but you also want a studio to do what they do best. And obviously studios need to grow. And I guess for them, this was a chance to try to do a live service game, which is maybe not what they do best. And maybe that was a learning experience for them. But what they do best are single player focused, sort of story driven superhero games. And I think had we had like a Batman style game, but with a different superhero, that might have done really well. Admittedly, then which superhero do you choose? Because I mean, I guess they're going to be DC because it's Warner Brothers, but I guess people want Batman. You know, I guess the other example is Gotham Knights, that then was sort of a Batman game without Batman, which was strange. So is there another superhero that is on a level with Batman that people would be interested to play that kind of game?
Superman.
With?
I would absolutely play a Superman game.
People have long asked for a good Superman game. Yeah. The question has always been, is Superman a bit too overpowered? When you can fly everywhere and you know, you have one weakness, which is obviously going to have to turn up at some point, because otherwise it wouldn't be a Superman game without Kryptonite. Yeah, I'd love a Superman game. I think with Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad, the problems were really the genre for me, why it never clicked. And I say that as a big fan of the MCU, but someone who didn't get along with Marvel's Avengers, the Crystal Dynamics game. And that was the same thing. And you had like proper heroes there. Like, you were playing as Iron Man, you were playing as Captain America and Hulk and Scarlet. No, you could play Scarlet Witch.
Black Widow, though.
Black Widow. So it wasn't even, unlike Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad, that you were playing as sort of B-tier characters. You were playing as the Avengers. But you were playing as the Avengers in an experience that was designed to be like replayed over and over with very samey encounters and run as a live service game. And then there's all of the other issues, like where you had to play, you know, within like a very small... They were the Avengers, but they were sort of nerfed. Like, you couldn't do exactly what you wanted to do. Like, you can't just fly up to space as Iron Man and come back down.
Yeah.
You have to play within the rules of this quite set video game. Whereas I think with Batman, you really felt like you were doing, there was no limits to the fantasy. You were doing everything that Batman could do in those Arkham games. You know, you eventually got the Batmobile, you were gliding and flying. There wasn't a part of Batman's core skill set that was unavailable to you. And I think that's why it worked so well. Like, they were the ultimate Batman games. To the point where I feel like, how do you better them? And I get, you know, that's why Rocksteady wanted to go off and do something else. Arkham Knight was a good game, but I think the fatigue for that trilogy was just about starting to set in at that point, and it was good to take a break. But then, when you look back, it's been so long since Arkham Knight now. There's a real hunger for a brand new, snazzy, shiny Batman Arkham game that's not a VR game. I think, now.
How do you feel then? We suppose predominantly here been speaking about DC, but you mentioned obviously there was the Marvel's Avengers game, which was again live service, didn't really kind of meet the market that it was expecting. But we have so many other of the EA property works. Like, so we've got Wolverine coming, there's an Iron Man game coming, there's a Black Panther game coming, there's Amy Hennig's Captain America Black Panther game coming. Like, there's a lot of superhero games that are on the cards. I don't even think I've mentioned them all there. Do you think the fatigue then is we have this DC fatigue, or do you think we just are feeling potentially like these other games are also going to have the same reception of being a bit like, meh, do we really need to play as X, Y, and Z again?
I mean, I feel a bit of that. I'm not a massive superhero fan. So for me, I'm not drawn to a game because of the character in these instances. I'm drawn in because of the gameplay. So with the Batman Arkham games, like the gameplay of like Batman, like Asylum for me is perfect. Like, I loved that game, but I loved it because it was just a really good action game and it happened to have Batman in it, mm-hmm. rather than being a big Batman fan and wanting that power fantasy. And it's the same with, say, Spider-Man. You know, I'm not a massive Spider-Man fan, but the games are really, really well done and they're just really fun to play action games. So I'm not sure if the fatigue is necessarily the characters, but the games around them. And I feel like maybe it's a case of studios thinking, well, this is a big property. We want to make lots of money out of this. What is the most popular gameplay out there that we can make a big game out of? And then it's, oh, well, live service games are doing well. Let's try and do a live service game. And as we've seen with Avengers and with Suicide Squad, that hasn't worked. So I think it's about matching the gameplay to the character and having that in sync. And that worked really well with Batman. I can sort of see that working well for the VR game, to be honest, because I can see Batman working well as a VR game in a way that then Spider-Man for me wouldn't, because I would just throw up swinging through a city in VR. But like Batman with gadgets and the cowl and all that kind of stuff and detective work, that works in a VR setting. So as much as people might be disappointed, oh, it's the next game and it's VR, I could see that working because the gameplay and the character match. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's always been the case in other games that we've had.
Speaking of Batman VR, there was obviously the Batman VR game for PlayStation, and they did market that as put on the cowl. So that was very much of like you were like becoming the hero. And yeah, like you said, I can imagine that sort of stuff actually translating quite well because of the way that Batman works, you know, his methods and things. So I do think VR is a fine platform for Batman. I just don't personally feel the need for another Batman Arkham game. But then, sorry, what you said about like you want a game just to be an enjoyable game, and the superhero wrapper almost doesn't matter. Like, I really enjoyed Spider-Man 2, Marvel Spider-Man 2 last. Is that last year? That was last year.
It was last year.
And like, I would absolutely love to see a third game for that. I'm also now looking forward to Wolverine because I know it's coming from the same developer. And so that's already given me a little bit more interest in Wolverine, where I might not have had it if it had just been a Wolverine game from someone.
Yeah. I think Insomniac's games as well are really story driven. And so they're there to tell a good superhero story, which in a lot of ways is kind of similar to the Spider-Man films. Mm-hmm. It's giving you that sort of cinematic experience, but as a game where you are in control.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of what people want, and they don't necessarily want random costumes and live service trappings and stuff around it.
Yeah.
So I think that's maybe the difference, rather than it being fatigue of the characters. Although I agree, like, if we did have another, you know, it's been a long time since Batman Arkham games, but if we had a new take on Batman, is it going to be, oh, it's Batman versus the Joker again? Like, and Catwoman will rock up, and then I'm sure the Riddler's there, and it just becomes predictable. And this is someone who hasn't read all the comics and things, so I'm sure that there are loads of different versions of the comics that could make their way into games. But I think we do need something different. Like, I wouldn't want to play another game that's just Batman versus the Joker.
I did think it was quite amusing yesterday whenever they did release the information for the Batman VR game that's coming up, and they're like, Batman fights crime in Gotham. Okay.
Well, quite. Like, that's a good Batman game.
But, I mean, I know that wasn't their sort of big, like, that was their announcement, but not their full reveal. So I'm hopeful that, you know, obviously you saw the trailer yesterday and there was the rat thematics. So that will make it potentially a certain villain that I know you covered in your article yesterday. And that might be interesting because, like you said, so often the Batman games are so focused on the Joker, Catwoman, the Riddler, like your kind of higher, well-known DC villains. So that could be an interesting take to have something that's a little bit more...
But I also think that's the problem, is that there are expectations of being certain characters, of playing as a certain superhero. And in order to be different, you end up taking the sort of the B tier. And I think that's sort of what happened with Suicide Squad. Like, I agree with you. I think the characters were quite well done in the context of the game. But from an initial glance, it's like, well, I recognize Harley Quinn, and that's kind of it. I didn't really know the others particularly. So it doesn't have that recognizable aspect to draw people in, which ends up feeling a bit B-tier. Maybe the same with Gotham Knights. You know, people want to play as Batman, and then they're playing as Nightwing?
Yeah, was it Red Hood, Nightwing, Batgirl, like, Barbara Gordon? Can't even remember the fourth one. What was the fourth one?
Well, exactly.
Who was it? Like... Who was it?
Robin?
Or was it Robin? He's actually quite well known. Was it Robin? I think it was.
I want to talk very briefly about the story, because I think definitely... going back to what you were saying about Ratcatcher being probably the villain in the new Batman Arkham VR game. I think a problem that they faced with the Batman Arkham trilogy when it concluded was that Joker was dead and buried, and they'd done most of the other big Batman villains. And there's this real push now for video game cohesive universes. And that's why we're seeing Ratcatcher appear in VR, because most of the other villains in the Batman Arkham universe are already done. So what else was there to do? And on some level, I think maybe in 10 years, when we look back at what Suicide Squad was trying to do and ultimately is going to still do over the next year of extra story that gets added in post-launch, I can see arguments for why it was a smart thing to have as a kind of universe reset for the Arkham series. And yes, you kill off Batman and the other Justice League members, or most of them, during the campaign, but it looks a lot like they're going to come back in the post-launch. And then that would have sort of acted as a kind of wiping the slate clean mechanic to then continue on. And we've already seen with a new Joker being brought in from the multiverse to replace the old one who's not around anymore. This is a mechanic that could also bring back previously used Batman characters, different takes on them, and just have it explained in universes. Well, this is just a different version of it. And you know what? This is exactly what the comics do, because for the last 60 years, Batman has been fighting Joker. And there have been countless resets and reboots and fake outs, and that's comics. And people want to see Batman fight Joker. It's why, you know, there have been so many different movie versions of it over the time as well. It's just, I think it's easier to sort of, at least before the MCU took over, like audiences would understand that actually this is Michael Keaton's Batman, and it's a different Joker to Jack Nicholson, and Jack Nicholson is a different Joker to
Heath Ledger,
of course. Yeah. I'd say I think the Batman Arkham series is sort of a victim of its own success, where it's sort of pigeonholed itself or backed itself into a corner. Suicide Squad could have been a good way out of it. What exactly they do next, I don't know.
I was thinking about this though when you were talking about story. I still think that the Suicide Squad could have worked if it'd been a narrative-driven game, because I was thinking about, we had Uncharted Lost Legacy, which Nathan Drake has only mentioned as a passing comment, and it's very much Chloe and Nadine's story. And not that they were B-tier characters by any means within that series, but I think it worked really well because they gave us this great story in a really beautiful, vibrant, colourful world that we hadn't explored before within the Uncharted series, and I think that worked really well. And I think if they had kind of translated that, or if Rocksteady had done that with its baddies, that could have been a lot of fun to play as the baddies. I just didn't like the setting. I mean, I think with that one as well, like, I found Gotham, because it had this, you know, everyone had gone and it was whoever it was taking over, let's say Nemesis. Is it Nemesis? Whoever it was that took over.
No, it's Metropolis.
Metropolis, was it? And I was just like, I just don't really care for that setting. There was no life to it. But I think if they had put those four characters in a world that was a bit more vibrant, we had a little bit more general activity around, again, like in the Spider-Man stories, we could go and hear like NPC conversations. That could have been a lot of fun, even though you weren't playing as Batman.
I also really don't like the kind of same universe thing that we're getting, because for me, I think audiences are intelligent enough to know, like, okay, now this next game is a fresh take on the character and it allows you to maybe retread the same villains but in a different way. Like, not everything has to be linked in this massive web of whatever, because ultimately you as has happened, you kill off people, you limit yourself as to what you can do, and then the answer is always, oh, we'll just have a multiverse and bring it back. And it becomes so predictable that I'm more than happy to, like, have a new Batman game that is completely separate to what's gone before and is maybe Batman versus the Joker again, but with a different spin on it. And that's fine. It doesn't have to connect to everything else. Mm. I feel like that's a very, like, MCU thing of everything has to connect. And sometimes something can just stand on its own and be good. It doesn't have to link to everything else.
Yeah.
DC's even doing this with the Elseworlds stuff, so it knows it's continuing to do the stuff that is successful, like the Joaquin Phoenix Joker films are getting, there's more entries in those, despite the fact that James Gunn is coming in to reboot the DCU and not carry on with Henry Cavill. Yeah, so it's almost a shame that Suicide Squad had to be the next Arkham game instead of just being able to sort of do exactly what it wanted on its own terms.
Mm-hmm.
And also be a live service game years too late for that, like, gold rush to be a live service game, years after Destiny blew up and then quietened down again.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the Wonder Woman game coming, which I think I have quite high expectations for, because I think that is going to be a sort of story driven single player game. Which maybe gives people the sort of thing that they want. It's Wonder Woman, who I feel we haven't seen enough of in games, and is a cool character with cool powers, which is what people want in a superhero, you know, game or film or whatever.
She can ride lightning.
And it's got,
yeah,
and it's got, and they're implementing the Nemesis system, which I think could be quite interesting, and I'm intrigued to know how that's going to work, because I think that's something we've only seen in the context of Lord of the Rings with orcs, which makes sense. Or at least made sense in that particular game. How that's going to work with Wonder Woman, I think, is going to be quite interesting. So I've got quite high hopes for that. But again, that is a cool character with a single player story that is the sort of thing people expect and isn't going off on a weird tangent because of money. At least I hope. We haven't seen anything of it. So maybe it'll be different. But I have quite high hopes for that in that sense. And I think, again, that's why Spider-Man's done well. And it's just... it's connecting the dots in the right way for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to the Black Panther Captain America game, Marvel 1944. Is that what it's called?
Rise of Hydra.
Yeah, I think it is a good match of like genre with a developer that really knows how to do that thing well and has done it previously. And I'm just interested to see that take on those characters. It feels fresh, like obviously the MCU Black Panther did not exist back in the day alongside Captain America before we got frozen and brought to the present, and they're two characters that I think they could each carry their own video game and have, but are going to be an interesting duo to put on screen together. There's some really interesting conversations there, I think, about what it means to be like the leader of America, and what it means to be the leader of Wakanda, and what it means to be leading America at that time. And I'm sure they're going to have some disagreements on some things. And that is something that I'm going to be really interested to hear about from a team that I trust to handle narrative well.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because it's narrative. And like that, it's an interesting setup. It's not just, let's pick some B-tier characters and shove them in an open world with some live service elements.
1943, Rise of Hydra, not 1944.
Yeah.
That would have annoyed me.
I also like the fact that is going to be a different time zone. That's not what I mean. But I like the fact that we're going to be in the past of that one again. I feel that's something that's not overly done.
Are there any superhero characters that we haven't had a game from, or at least not from a while, that you would like to see make a return?
Has Aquaman had a video game yet? Lots of underwater shenanigans. I don't think I'd want that though, but it could be at least different. You'd be under the sea dealing with your trident spear.
I'd love a good X-Men game.
I was going to say
there've been
that X-Men
games in the past, but there's so many cool characters, so many interesting powers. You have the mansion as a great location. Yeah, and there's so many cool things that you could do, even with different genres. Like one of the best superhero video games ever made, Marvel's Midnight Suns, was a really good example of like an unexpected genre and one that was not marketed very well. But underneath it, just a story about these characters and them interacting together in a place as you built the team up. And I have to think that the next thing that they could have done if that game had sold more would be X-Men game. And I really wish Jake Solomon had been given that chance. But maybe someone else will make that really, really good X-Men game. I don't know who has the rights and the licenses, where they sit, but hopefully at some point.
I was also going to say X-Men. And I think there have been lots of X-Men games. I haven't really played them, but they tend to be quite sort of cartoony type things, I think. And I think something that is a more serious take on superheroes, more realistic, but with X-Men, for me, that lends itself to the sort of live service multiplayer thing that Avengers and Suicide Squad went for. I wouldn't necessarily want it to be live service, but that sort of multiplayer game with X-Men fighting together, to me, makes more sense, as much as I generally prefer single player games. But being able to, I don't know, maybe have a multi-narrative story and you can choose different characters and who you want to be within that story based on the different powers and stuff, like that could be really cool. And yeah, there are so many options for which character you would get to play as.
Romance.
I mean, the most important part, of course.
So you want X-Men game made by BioWare?
I mean, yeah. I'm literally thinking X-Men Mass Effect, basically.
Is that what we're... Well, sure.
I'd play that. I would play that.
I don't think it'll happen because I think BioWare can do a lot more without giving a third of the budget over to Marvel for X-Men, whereas they own Mass Effect and Dragon Age themselves. But
yeah,
that would be like a dream developer for it. Larian, maybe.
Ooh, that's, I don't know if they what would they do would it, do next, maybe.
I think they've sort of said they want to do their own thing without having to play in someone else's rules.
Yeah,
which is fine, but they do a good X-Men game.
Is that also part of the problem here? Is that, I say problem, the problem with the issue we've made up, with you know, Marvel and DC being the license holders, they obviously have a say over the characters and what happens. That, you know, developers aren't necessarily given free rein to make the stories that they want to make or the gameplay they want to make, because actually they're being told what to do by licensors or license holders.
Yeah, Marvel told Jake Solomon and crew that they couldn't have the player character getting down with any of the X-Men. So you've got that weird situation where you're basically romancing them and you're going on dates, but you don't ever kiss them. But like you have a relationship meter and you give them gifts, and but they're not allowed to date.
I guess though, if someone did want to make a superhero game under their own steam, I don't know. I mean, as much as I said that there's superhero fatigue, also at the same time, the names Iron Man, Black Widow, etc., they hold a lot of weight to them, and so people are naturally more inclined to give them a look. Whereas if you were just to say, I'm making a superhero game and I'm making up some new superhero called, I don't know, Gadget Girl,
cool.
Well, we've had that with I'm frantically trying to remember the name now. The one on PlayStation with Cole.
And
you can be good or evil.
Not Returnal.
With the lightning
Infamous?
Powers.
No.
Infamous. There we go. Infamous was great. The first one was janky as hell. The second one was quite good. And the PS4 one was brilliant with Troy Baker as the lead character. And that had some really cool powers, like smoke powers, which is sort of fire but not. And then like you had TV powers where you could like glide in and out of TVs and stuff. Like it was just really inventive and freed from the typical DC and Marvel stuff. They could make the game that they wanted to make and do something really cool. I would love to see a return of that. I don't think the last one sold very well. But
yes, and now Sony has Spider-Man that sells 10 times as many copies.
Exactly. But
they have to give a third of their money. Well, they do, they, because they're Sony and Sony own the rights. I think this is why they do Spider-Man games.
Yeah. They must give a bit to Marvel, at least. But yeah, like, I'd love to see a return of Infamous. But I think there was talk of like a remake at some point, and I'd rather they just gave us a new game.
Before we wrap up, favourite superhero, Victoria? Do you have one?
Of all time?
Yes.
I do like Wonder Woman. And I actually knew very little about her, but I started watching, or I watched her films with Gal Gadot. I do like her. I like strong, powerful Amazonian woman who can, you know, ride on lightning and has her lasso of truth and things. I'm going to go with her.
Nice. Ed, do you have a favourite superhero?
As someone who's not a massive superhero fan and isn't really into comics and whatever, I will go by the films that I enjoy the most, which would be the Batman films.
Can you do a good Solid Batman impression?
Absolutely not.
I'm Batman.
No, I'm not even going to try. But no, Batman.
That's quite good.
There you go. But no, like Batman Returns, I love, with Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, and like those kind of like slightly gothic but still quite slightly camp kind of vibe is I love that kind of superhero film.
I love it when she like sort of, you know, did some lovely backflips out of a building and she's like meow and it all blows up behind her.
Iconic.
Great. What about you, Tom?
I'm gonna go Scarlet Witch. Incredibly powerful, incredibly interesting, also in Marvel's Midnight Suns. A great character. Yeah.
Oh, we also
have romanceable.
Not romanceable.
Sadly not. Anyway, she's with Vision. It's fine.
I just remember
they've got enough going on.
Blade coming up as well from Arcane. That will be that. Actually, I mean, I know we only saw sort of artwork for it, but that I think has potential to be quite good or very good.
The future is bright for superhero games, just not maybe
live service ones.
Agreed.
Well, until next time, when we see you again next week, Ed, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at @Ed_Knights.
And Victoria?
I am at @LittleChopShopGal.
And I am at @TomPhillipsCG. Thanks for joining and watching. We'll see you very soon. Bye for now.
Bye.